Today's daf is Brachas daf Samach Gimel. We are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, the two dots, Urekika Mikal V'chaymer. So the Mishnah on daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph discussed certain halachos that one has to be cognizant of when he's in the Mokum HaMikdash. Lo yokel adam esroishoy keneged shar HaMizrach. Number one, a person had to be careful that if he was facing the Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, he shouldn't act in a state of kalas roish. Why? Shehu mechuvin keneged beis kodshei HaKadoshim. Because the Shar HaMizrach was facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in essence, you'd be acting with kalas roish facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Additionally, v'lo yikonis la Har HaBayis b'makli, a person was not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis holding his staff, ube minoloi, wearing shoes, ube pundasoi, or wearing his money belt, ube avik shal raglov. Additionally, he had to make sure there was no dust on his feet were clean. V'lo yasenu kapendayu, then the Mishnah said that a person is not allowed to use the Har HaBayis for a personal shortcut, urekika mi Kal v'chomer. And Kal v'chomer, if you can't do the aforementioned, you're certainly not allowed to spit on the Har HaBayis. So on that note, says the Gemara, Amar Bibi, Amar Rabbi Shoben Levi, Kol Roikik Par HaBayis B'sman Hazeh. If somebody spits on the Har HaBayis nowadays, Ki'ilu Roikik Bebas Einoi. It's as if he's spitting in the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'hoye Einai V'libi Shom Kol HaYomim. Hashem says that my eyes and my heart are going to be in the Makam HaMikdash Kol HaYomim. Kol HaYomim, Kol L'Rabbi. It's Lahavi, not the Moshe Mashiach, just the opposite. It's Lahavi, even the time of Golos. So Kol Hayomim, even Bizman Hazeh, if somebody would be Roikik Bahar HaBayis, it's as if he's spitting in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are presumed to be on the Har HaBayis, Bizman Hazeh. Oh my Rav, Rukiki Beis HaKnesses Shai, it's okay to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. So even though the Mishnah makes a big deal about Kal V'chaymer, you're not allowed to spit in the Har HaBayis, but in the Beis HaKnesses, a Mikdash Ma'at, here it's okay. Midi Dahavi Aminol said, Rava, how do I know that? I learned it from shoes. Ma minol b'Har HaBayis aser b'Beis HaKnesses mutter. Just like wearing shoes, which the Mishnah said is aser to do on the Har HaBayis, is mutter to do b'Beis HaKnesses. Afrikiko b'Har HaBayis who aser b'Beis HaKnesses shari. The same is true with regards to spitting. It's not okay on the Har HaBayis, but it is okay in a Beis HaKnesses. Meaning Rava equated spitting to wearing shoes. So you're allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses, so you can spit in the Beis HaKnesses. Now that we wear shoes on the Har HaBayis, you can't spit on the Har HaBayis. Only Rapapa the Rav. So Rapapa told Rav, Va'amri the Ravina the Rav. Some say it was Ravina who told Rav, Va'amri le Ravada bar Masla the Rav. Some say it was Ravada bar Masla that told Rav. So whether it was Rapapa, Ravina, or Ravada bar Masla, it was said to Rav, Adi Yalef mi Minol, Nelef mi Kapendaya. How do you know to learn from Minol that it's okay to spit in a Beis HaKnesses? Maybe learn from the halacha of Kapendaria that it's not okay to spit in the Beis HaKnesses, because a Kapendaria, a shortcut, you're not allowed to use a Beis HaKnesses for. So if you can't use a Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut, maybe you can't spit there either. Meaning the Mishnah said many halachas related to Har HaBayis. Mishnah, you're not allowed to wear shoes on the Har HaBayis. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to use the Har HaBayis as a Kapendaria. Now, shoes is something that's also in the Har HaBayis. It's mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. Kapendaria is something that's also in the Har HaBayis. It's also in Beis HaKnesses. Now we're debating, what about Rekika? Mutter or aser? So Rava said, I think Rekika should be like shoes. So the Talmidei Rava asked Rava, how do you know? Maybe it should be like a Kapendaria. Maybe it should be aser in the Beis HaKnesses, just like it's also in the Har HaBayis. Amalei, so Rava told, whoever it was, Tana Yolef mi Mino v'at Amrit mi Kapendaria. I have a Braisa, where the Braisa specifically equated shoes to to spitting, and you're telling me equate Kapendaria to spitting? My, what's this brisa? The Tanya we learned to the brisa. The person not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis holding his staff, wearing shoes. He's not allowed to have money inside his sadin, his handkerchief. He's not allowed to be wearing his money belt, even if it's hanging behind. He's not allowed to use the Har HaBayis as a shortcut. And here the the Braisa says that you're certainly not allowed to spit on the Harabayas. And how do I know that? Kal v'chomer from shoes. Wearing shoes which doesn't involve bizoyin. Still, if you're an Admas Kodesh, like Hashem told Moshe, by the snare, you have to take your shoes off. Rekiko shehi derech bizoyin loy kol shkein. Rabbi Yehuda says, in eit tzarech, you don't need to learn Rekiko, that it should be awesome, you kal v'chomer. Harei yoyimer, you know where you can learn it from? In yonad yoyimer. Ki ein lovo yel shara melech bilavush tzok. We see in the Megillah that it's not okay to go even to a Melech Basav Adam with a Levush Sak Valid Varm Kalvachir. Mash Sakh in a Mosl of name Melech Basav Adam Kach. Madoch a Sak, which is not a Dover Shel Ma'os. A. B. It's Asur even to a Melech Basav Adam. Rikika Shehi Ma'usa Lifnei Melech Malche Hamlachim Loi Kol Shekein. So what's Rava saying that I have a Mufurish Abraisa where the Braisa equates Rikika spitting to Minol wearing shoes. Because the Braisa said that it's also to spit on the Harabayas kal v'chomer mi Minol. The point is like this. The Mishnah said that it's also to spit on the Harabayas kal v'chomer. But the Mishnah didn't say kal v'chomer mi Minol. The Mishnah just said kal v'chomer. And it's for that reason that it wasn't clear when the Mishnah said a rekiko mi kal v'chomer, is it kal v'chomer from wearing shoes? Or is it kal v'chomer from kapandaria? What's the difference? Wearing shoes is only also in the Harabayas. Kapandaria is also even in a Beis HaKnesses. If the kal v'chomer is from shoes, then it'll be mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. If the kal v'chomer is from kapandaria, it'll be also in a Beis HaKnesses. Rava said that I think shoes are like, or spitting is like wearing shoes. As a result, it's mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. Talmidei Rava told him, how do you know to learn the Mishnah that way? Maybe when the Mishnah says kal v'chomer, it doesn't mean kal v'chomer from shoes. Maybe it means kal v'chomer from kapandaria. So Rava told him back, it's a mefurish abraisa. Meaning in the Mishnah, it's not mefurish, because the Mishnah just said rekika mikal v'chomer. The Braisa's added language, urikiko mikal v'chomer mi minol. Also, once it says minol, we know we're equating it to minol. So if we're equating it to minol, da'i love him and adin, liyas kenadin. I know urikiko is a problem, kal v'chomer mi minol. Minol's mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. So it makes sense the urikiko should be mutter in a Beis HaKnesses as well. Amalei, but the Talmidim of Rava, again, whether it was Rapapa or Ravina or Ravada Bar Masna, but he told Rava, ana hachi kamina, neima hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra, ve'ema, maybe you should argue. It's true, you could learn Rikiko kal v'chomer from Minol to say that it should be like Minol on the Harabayas. And just like which Rabbeinu had to take his shoes off, everyone that went on the Harabayas had to take their shoes off. So certainly you learn Rikiko from Minol. Avo Beis HaKnesses, the Shari b'Minol, Adi Yolof mi Minol, Ulehetu, Nelof mi Kapendariulis. Meaning it's true the Gemara used the kal v'chomer Minol, but maybe that was just to bring out a Chumrah. That for sure, if Minol is also on the Harabayas, this will also be also, but not to say that it's not more Chumrah than Kapendariulis. And it's more chomer than kapandaria as well. It's more chomer than minol. It's more chomer than kapandaria. So, which halach of chumra would you learn from kapandaria? Kapandaria is also even in the Beis HaKnesses. So, it makes sense. This should be also in the Beis HaKnesses as well. So, the Gemara says you're right. Ela Marava. My point is not necessarily from the Braisa per se, but the point is ki Beisa. It's just it's a svara. Ma Beisa kapandaria kapit inish arukiko minol like kapit inish. A person's house. In a person's house, he's mak, but he doesn't want people to use it as a kapandaria. Nobody wants your living room to be your neighbor's shortcut. Arakiku middle like kapadinish, but it's okay if someone walks into your house wearing shoes, and it's even okay if somebody spits in your house. You know, the olden days, it was a little different. Av Beis HaKnesses, so too in a Beis HaKnesses, kapandaria would usher. It makes sense that kapandaria would be usher. Kiko minol shari, but it would be okay to wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses. It would be okay to spit in the Beis HaKnesses as well. The bottom line is, it's usher to wear shoes on the Harabayas. It's mutter in the Beis HaKnesses. It's usher to use the Harabayas as a kapandaria. It's also usher to use the Beis HaKnesses as a kapandaria. What about spitting? So that was the shakla v'tayra between Rav Papa and his Talmidim. Rav Papa's psak was that it's mutter to spit in a Beis HaKnesses. But it sounds like it's only mutter because that was the derech. If the derech is not to spit in a Beis HaKnesses, maybe it wouldn't be okay. The Mishnah ended on a completely different note, and that is the Mishnah said that when they used to make brachos in the Beis HaMikdash, so they made brachos differently than the way we make brachos. Kol chos mei brachos ebe mikdash ayu oimrim. When they would make a bracha, they wouldn't just say Baruch Atah Hashem, the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, Ad HaOilam, Chaynein Hadas. Right? It was a longer bracha. Then the Mishnah said, "Meshakil kula tzedukim." When the tzedukim started making problems for the yidden, the Amru, they said, "I'm reading from the Mishnah. Ein oilam ela echad. There's only one world. Baruch ato Hashem alekei Yisrael ad oilam. There's only one world. Aha. There's no oilam haba." So hiskinu. Then the Chachamim made a takana. Sheyu oimrim. They should say it a little bit differently. Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael min ha oilam the ad oilam. So every single bracha had that longer, extended nusach. Says the Gemara. Kol kach lama. Why? Why did they have to have such a long nusach? So the Gemara says, "Lefisha ein oinim amen b'mikdash." The reason is because they didn't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rishonim explain that being that the answer, the response to a bracha, was a longer response, so the bracha itself had to be longer. Meaning, today you make a bracha, what do you answer? Amen. Amen's a very short response. So being that amen is very short, so the nusach of the bracha is also very short. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Baruch Shem Kvayim Machusay Lo Yilavad. So a long response begets a longer bracha. So for that reason, the bracha itself had to be longer. Because the response was longer, so the bracha itself had to be longer. I mean, Ayin She'ein Oyin and Amen B'Mikdash. How do you know they didn't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash? And the pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Eloi Keichem Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam. The context over there is Nechemya Perek Tes. This is Ba'yesheni. So, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem, you're going to make a bracha. Min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. So you see this longer nusach of bracha. Then the pasuk says, "Vivarchu shem kvaydecha u'miroi mamal kol bracha usila." That's the response. That's the equivalent of the amen. So the bracha is longer. It's min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, and the response is longer as well. "Vivarchu shem kvaydecha u'miroi mamal kol bracha usila yachol kol brachas kulam teilem tila achas." You would think that if a person is many brachas, should answer one amen. Let's say someone's going to say brachas, brachas hashachar. So you say amen after every bracha. Maybe listen to all the brachas, and then afterwards say amen. So we had an idea that you could sometimes say your amen to your own bracha if it's at the end of a series of brachas. Just like you say, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Rakedesh, Merbi Amen, Ubayna Barachim of Yerushalayim, Amen. But here we're discussing something else, where someone else is listening to the bracha that you make. So is it an Amen for every bracha, or maybe one Amen for all the brachas? Talmud Loimah, we learn it from that same pasuk. Umeroimam al kol bracha. Utehila al kol bracha ubracha tein loy tehila, a special tehila for every bracha. So from that pasuk in Nechemya Perek Tes, we learn a few halachas. We learn that the nusach of the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash was different. We learn it was longer. That ein oinem amen b'mikdash, and we also learn that for every bracha al kol bracha ubracha tein loy tehila, there has to be a special amen. So again, these are ideas now as we come to the end of Masechtas Brachas that we've spoken already about. Ein oinen amen b'mikdash, we spoke about that 26, 65, 91, the Marsha in Perek Elun Amarim, B'chaloshein in Masechtas Soita, Baruch Shem Kvayin Machusel Lo'yavah, that was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's epic vart that we spoke at in the beginning of the Masechta. Either way, for now, Vayte. Skinu she'ei adam shayel b'shalim chaveroi. Said the Mishnah at the very, very end that the Chachamim made a takana. Then when you say shalom aleichem to your friend, you greet your friend, you can and should greet your friend with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brought several psukim to make this point. Number one, Shenema, I'm reading from the Mishnah. Vihine boyas babi beis lechem. Vayomer lekoitzer Hashem imachem. Vayomer lo yivarechach Hashem. So boyas greets the people working in the field, and what does he say? Not shalom aleichem, Hashem imachem. He used Hashem's name. They responded, yivarechach Hashem. Vayomer, there's a pasuk in Shoftim Perek Vav. Hashem imcha gibor achayil. The context over there is a malach's coming to Gidoin, and he greets him. Hashem imcha gibor achayil. There's another pasuk in Mishlei Perich of Gimel that says Shemalo avicha zeyir lo decha va'al tovuz kizok deyimachi. You listen to your father, you listen to your mother. The Gemara will explain what that means. Va'omer, and the pasuk says eis lasli slashem heferu torasecha, that sometimes a person is allowed to violate even things that are mafurish in the Torah. So the Gemara says we have a whole bunch of psukim over here. My va'omer, the first pasuk would seem to be a good pasuk. Boaz saw the kaitzrin, saw the people working in the field, and he told them right away. He greeted them using Hashem's name, Hashem Imachem. So says the Gemara. Now, the reason we need another pasuk after that, the makar of Boaz is not enough, because v'chitem, you would think Boaz, maybe Boaz was just acting on his own. This was Boaz's own chiddush. Who says this is the way it's always supposed to be? Toshma, we have another pasuk. Hine, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayil. You see, the Malach did the same thing. So Boaz did it, the Malach did it. Seems we're onto something. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe when the Malach came to Gidoin, the Malach, when he said Hashem Imcha, maybe it wasn't his way of saying Shalom Aleichem. Maybe Hashem Imcha was stating a fact. I want you to know I'm a Malach. I'm an emissary from Hashem, and I'm here to tell you that Hashem imcha, Hashem's with you. Hashem's going to protect you. How do you know that he was merely greeting him? Maybe this was his shlichus to tell him those words. Hashem imcha. Tashma, we have another pasuk that says, al tavos ki zokne imecha, that there's an idea that you're supposed to follow what you saw from your father and what you saw from your mother. What's it referring to? Presumably it's referring to this idea that you would think maybe not to do it. Kamash malon, from the combination of all these psukim, you get to this. Va'oimer, what's the last pasuk? Es lasis l'Hashem efer yoter asecha. This is very important, and the Gemara is going to digress on this point now a little bit. Because you would think, how could you just say Hashem's name in vain? It's one of the aseres hadivros. You can't just walk around saying Hashem's name. So you want to greet a person using the name of Hashem. Who gives you a right to do that? There's another pasuk for that says, "Eis lasis l'Hashem efer yoter asecha." There's a concept. If it's an eis lasos, if there's some critical reason, you could be made for the Torah, and it's for that reason what they did is certainly okay. So how are we mekayim this? When you greet somebody, you say Hashem's name? Yeah, because Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has Kedusha. In fact, there's a Gemara, and there's a Taisus and Masechta Soita that talks about being Moichek the Shem Shalom. Shalom is one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch. Amar Rava, Rava said, as it relates to this pasuk, Eis Lassus Hashem Efer Yoter Asecha, Ikram Mireisha L'Seifa Midrash, Miseifa L'Reisha Midrash. There's two ways to darshan this pasuk. You could darshan it Mireisha L'Seifa, you could darshan it Miseifa L'Reisha. We just recently had where Rava darshaned another pasuk. He said, you can darshan it Mireisha L'Seifa, Seifa L'Reisha. It's the same Rava. But this pasuk says, Rava goes both ways. How so? Eis Lassus Hashem Rachel was safe in Midrash, Eis Lassus Hashem, my time, Mishom Efer Yoter Asecha. Eis Lassus Hashem, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's an Eis Lassus for Hashem to act. Why will Hashem act? Because people are being made for the Torah. So Hashem is going to act. That's the Pashem Shad in the Pasuk. Misef Elereisha, Midrash said Rav is also Pashem Shad. Heferu Torah Asecha. You could be made for the Torah, my time, when it's an Eis Lassus Hashem. So if you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's okay sometimes to be made for the Torah. Now this is a principle that was invoked over the generations. I mean, here's your exhibit A. It's a Mefurish Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Boyaz greeted the Koitzrim using the Shem Hashem, and this is the minig that on some level we use Hashem's name when you greet somebody, even though it seems not 100% okay, but there's a concept of Eis Lassus Hashem Efer Yoter Asecha. Probably the most notable application of this principle was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rebbe wrote the Torah Shebal Peh. Really, Dvarim Shebal Peh Iyato Rashoy LeKoisvan. It was not okay to write the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why, for generations, although we had the Chamishei Chumshei Torah and we had the Sifrei Tanakh, but the oral tradition, as it relates to Masechtas Brachos and Shabbos and the whole entirety of Torah Shebal Peh, that was transmitted orally. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi realized that the Yidden were going to Golus and it was going to be very hard to keep up the Messiah. He saw the Vanoichi Aster Haster Pane Bayer Mahu, and he said, if we're not going to write the Torah Shebal Peh, if you're not going to have a Sfarim Shank, where you'll be able to sit down in front of a Gemara and learn, then everything's going to be forgotten. So it was an Eis Lassus Lashem, a Feiruter. There are other notable examples of this as well. The Inkan Mekoymi L'Harach Tanya Hillel Hazak, or like somebody said, Inkan Zmanoy L'Harach Hillel Hazakin Oymer Hillel Hazakin said B'Shas HaMachnisin. When you see that people are machnisin, if you see that the Chachmei Hadar, they don't want to spread the wealth, they don't want to teach Torah. Rashi says She'ein Chachmei Hadar Marbitzim Torah L'Talmidim. So if you live in a generation where the Chachmei Hadar are not teaching Torah, then what should you do? Pazer Ato, you should be the one, l'shanes ha-talmidim, take advantage of the opportunity. And you go out and teach Torah. B'shasa mefazrim, if however you live in a generation, Rashi says, ha-gedoylim shebedar b'ambitzim Torah, that the gedoylim are teaching Torah, then kanes, then you should sit on the sidelines. There's no reason for you to be the one to teach. Rashi says it's a midas ha-anova. What does it have to do with what we just said? Because what do you mean, not teach Torah? Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. That's an application of this idea. If you see a generation where people enjoy learning Torah, pazer, then you should teach Torah. People who teach Torah, they don't lose from teaching, but rather it's v'noy savoid. Mitalmida yoysem mikulam. V'mroisa darshena tarich aviv olav. If you see a generation where people are not having a geshmak in learning, kanes, don't teach. Again, shenemar islas islashem. Hefer yoter asecha. How do you tell someone not to teach Torah? Based on this principle, sometimes hefer yoter asecha. Now, why shouldn't you teach Torah if Torah is not chaviv olav. You think fakert. Teach Torah, make it geshmak. So Rashi says the al tatal divrei Torah lebezoyin. Because if you're going to teach Torah and it's going to be in a state of bezoyin, then it's better you don't teach Torah. So yeah, obviously you want to try to get people to appreciate the learning. But if a bezoyin is going to come from it, then it's actually better not. Darash bar kapara, bar kapara darshin. Zolas, if schoira is cheap, kivoitz. Then you should go ahead and try to gather. Meaning, if schoira is cheap, it's a good time to buy. Ba'asa de les gevar, if you live in a place where there's no gevar, there's no man, then have a gevar. Then you should try to be the person to go ahead and be that person. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Shmamino, you see from here, ba'asa de is gevar, tamon loitehe gevar. This idea that you should try to be the person, that's only if you're in a place where there is no person. But let's say there is a person, and to the contrary, you should faith more pshita, like nischa'ela b'shashneim shavin. Let's say there's two people, and they're both shava, let the other person be it, and you yourself should not be that person. It's interesting, we just learned the Gemara with Abaye and Rava, that who was the Rosh Hashiva? Abaye was the Rosh Hashiva. When Abaye passed away, then Rava became the Rosh Hashiva. You would think Abaye and Rava would be Shneim Shoven on some level, yet Abaye is the one that became the Rosh Hashiva and not Rava. But here Abaye took out from Bar Kapara the Ba'asa, the Leis Gvar Tamon Heavy Gvar. If there's no one who's the Gvar, then you should be the Gvar. But to the extent to someone else, even if you're shoved to him, let the other person do it. Darish Bar Kapara is a parashat Tanish Kol Gvi Torah Tluyim Bo. What's an example of a parashat Ketana Shekol Gufe Torah Tluyim Bo, where all the Gufe Torah are Tluyim Bo? A classic example of that is this pasuk in Mishlei Paragimel, where the pasuk says, "Bechol derachecho da'eyu." So, what's a pasuk? Something shekol gufei Torah tluyim ba. So, if you ask the man on the street, what's he going to tell you? We just quoted Hillel now. It's v'haftu reyecha kamoicha. Zekal gold about Torah. Rabbi Akiva said that. Hillel said, ma daloch snich l'chaber klei savit. But the Gemara says, Bar Kapara had a different nosach. Bar Kapara said, you want to know what the posik is, shekol gufei Torah tluyim ba? It's mishlei perikimu. B'chol derochecha da'eyu. No matter what you do, da'eyu, you should always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first halach in Shulchan Aruch, Eruchayim, chelek aleph, Simen Aleph, Sifkotten Aleph. Yiskaber Kari, Lamoid Ba Boiker, Lavoidas Boiroi, Shehehu Moir Rashachar. Al Koponim, says the Ramon, Loyachers Man Tfilo, Shatsiba Mispal, right? That's the first Ramon. Look at Tchila, you should wake up like a lion. But the Evid makes man, Kriyish Man's Man Tfilo. Says the Ramon, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Summit, who Klaal Godo Batoiro, Ubemaila Satsadiki Masha Hochen Lifneo Alikim, Ki in Yeshivas Adam, Utnuoisa Vasoka, Vuhula Vade Bebesoi, Ki Yeshivasa Vitnuoisa Vasoka Lifne Melech Godo, Veloi Diburoi. So the Ramah, this is the first Ramah in his Agoyis in Shulchan Aruch, starts off with an epic Musar Shmuz. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, Hu Klal Gadol Batoira, says the Vilna Goyin in Bir Agra. What's the Makar to this? Where did the Ramah know that the Klal Gadol Batoira, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit? Where'd he get it? Rabbi Akiva said, this is the Ramos Chiddush. Everyone quotes this Ramah. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. It says, the Vilna Goyin, Beloshoine Azov, Klal Godo Batoiro, Kamosha Mefurish, Bebrochis, Samach Gimel, Omid Beis, Doresh Bar Kapora. That's the Goyin. Makar is this Gemara right here. Bar Kapora said, I'm an Aleph. Eze Pasha Kitana, Shekol Gufei Toiro Tluyumba. The Pasuk is, Bechol Derochecho Da'eyo. This is the Makar to the Ramah. That Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Who cloud God of our Torah? Oh my, Rava said, by the way, I feel with Varavera. This is something that you can use even with Varavera. What does that mean? Sometimes a person can do Avera. Now, don't try this at home. But sometimes a person can do Avera as long as it's done b'chol derachecho da'eyu. It's done in the right way. It's what's known as an Avera Lishma. The Gemara says, G'dayil Avera Lishma. More than a mitzvah shalai lishma, like a mitzvah shalai lishma. Gemara in Nazid Avchav Gimel Amid Aleph Ya'el Vadvar Matikin Ve'in Kan zmanoy laharach. Darish bar kaporu. Lo ilu milam adam is benoy umnes nekiya v'kala. A person should always teach his child an umnes nekiya v'kala. Mayhi. What's an example of an umnes nekiya v'kala? Omer Rav Chizda said, machta de talmiyusa. Be a tailor. Tanya, Rebbe said, Loilama Yarba Adam Reyim B'Teich Pesach. Person shouldn't have too many friends. Shenema ish Reyim lehisroy eya. So k'nei l'chol chaver, but not too many. Be'echos, maybe not be'kavos. Chover. But if you have too many friends, just fights are going to break out. Tanya Rebbe Yoima, Yimana Adam Apetropas B'Teich Pesach. A person shouldn't have a butler. He shouldn't have an Apetropas B'Teich Pesach. She'll molly loimina paitifar as Yosef Apetropas B'Teich Pesach. Because Yosef was the butler in paitifar's house, and we know what happened. Loibol Yosef David, the whole Nisoyan of Yosef Atzadik came through that. So it wasn't such a good idea for Yosef to be in a house. It's not going to bring too good things. Tanya Rebbe Yoimi, this is the parasha of Nazir, the parasha of Soita. On that note, Rebbe said another thing, that why is the parasha of Nazir and the parasha of Soita next to each other? They're both in parashas Nazir. Loi malachot to teach me. Soita daf beis. Shekol aroya Soita bikul kula yazer asmen ayayin. If somebody sees a Soita, so he should be yazer asmen ayayin. Because why does woman do what she did? So she did what she did because she drank too much wine. So first we mentioned, you know, maybe there was an apotropos for Zeich Bezer. But also it comes from Yayin, which brings Lide Schoik Vekalas Roish, which brings Lide Avera. So if a person sees a Saita, he should be a Chochamein of Beroish. He should understand how it all started. So the parish of Soita is next to the parish of Nazir. It's also next to the parish of Trumas Maestras. If somebody has Trumas Maestras and he doesn't give it to a Kohen, so he thinks he can avoid the Kohen. I'm not going to go to the Kohen to give him my Trumas Maestras. At the end of the day, he's going to end up going to the Kohen. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'ish es kodashav lo yiyu. Right afterwards, it says, Ish ki siste ish. So if a person is going to keep his kachem for himself, right? The ish is kodesh of lo yiyu. I'm keeping it. I'm not giving it to the kayin. Not giving it to the levi. Oh, you know what's going to happen at the end? Vehevio ish es ish. Tell us if nisrach lohen. Not just that. If somebody keeps his maestras for himself, he's going to end up needing his maestras. Maestro oni. Shenema the ish es kodesh of lo yiyu. So it's like a play on words. If he's going to keep it for himself, lo yiyu, he's going to end up needing it. But if somebody gives ma'aseh soif masash, he's going to end up being wealthy. Shenemar isha sheyitin lakoyin lo yiyu. Isha sheyitin lakoyin lo yiyu, meaning lo yiyu. I have a lot of it. What's it? Momen harbe. He's going to have a lot of money. This is, of course, Chazal's drosh of Aser b'shvil shetis Asher. Om Ravuna b'brachio mishum Rabbi Lazar hakaper. Kol ha-mashatev shen shomayim b'tzayroi. If someone's mashatev shen shomayim b'tzayroi, koifun lei parnosah, he's going to have a lot of parnosah. Shenema v'hoye shakai b'tzarecho v'kesef toy afos loch. If a person brings shakai b'tzarecho, he brings the Eibishter in his tzores, v'kesef toyafa islach, toyafa is a lashon of keflayim. He's going to have double parnasa. Koyflon loy parnasas. Rav Shulman Nachmanim be parnasas from Moi Efes like Yitzipor. His parnasa is going to fly like a bird in a good way. Shenemar v'kesef toyafa islach. Amar Rav Tomi Rabbi Yosh. If somebody weakens himself from learning, doesn't learn Torah, he's not going to have the koyach to be able to withstand tzara. Meaning a person that learns Torah, he has a perspective and he's able to endure everything. But a person who doesn't learn, then he's a vadik tiba'oni. You were weak from learning Torah. You didn't have koyach on the yom tzara. A person who is weak even from one mitzvah doesn't have to be mirap asr midivrei Torah, that is, he does a lot of terrible things. But even sometimes from one mitzvah, that can cause him not to have the strength. Before we go weiter, and the Gemara is going to tell a long story, but before that, so we had Omer Chizkiah Breder Aparnach Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo menisbach Parsha Soita LaParsha Trumas V'Maisris to teach me that if somebody gives Trumas V'Maisris, he's never going to have to come on to the coin. But if for other things. But if someone decides that I'm going to withhold the Trumas V'Maisris, I'm not going to the Kohen, he's not avoiding the Kohen. Soif Nitzrach LeKohen, he's going to end up having to go to the Kohen. How? Al Yidei Yishtoi. Shenemar Vishas Kodesh of Lo Yiyu. V'samuch Le Yish Ish Ki Siste Yishtoi. You know what happens with a Soita? V'ksiv Ehevio Ish as Yishtoi. The Noi Debi Yehuda in the Tzlach, right here, ready at the end of the Tzlach in Masechtas Brachas. He says like this, Shamati b'shem zikan zikni, go'oina go'oinen, v'rabin shol kol b'nei agoyla, Merenu Rav Heschel, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Avracha. So he says he heard from Rav Heschel his Zeda. Shezer Roy Mezlonu Rashi B'Firush HaTorah B'Parshas Truma. That maybe there's a remez to this drasha, this idea, in a very, very well-known Rashi, B'Parshas Truma. V'yikholi Truma, Zokteh L'Ger Rashi. What does Li mean? Li L'Shmi, B'Hainu. L'Fishim Tiste Ishtoi. Because what's going to happen if a person doesn't give Truma? His wife's going to end up being a Saita. If his wife's going to be a Saita, they're going to have to be Meichik the Shem Hashem. So the Noid of Yehuda brings in the Tzlach. He said he heard from his Zeda, his Alta Zeda, who was a Gaana Goinim. He said a beautiful pshat. V'yikholi Truma, give Truma li, l'shmi. Because by you giving Truma, your wife's not going to have to be a Saita. We won't have to be Meichik the Shem. So why v'yikholi Truma, li, l'shmi? It's all because the Mechikas Hashem. On that note, says the Gemara, Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Rav Avoh have a mishtoi. Rav Avoh told over the following story. So Rav Safra said, I heard from Rav Avoh, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Kishayorit Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Lagoya. Rabbi Yeshua had a nephew, his name was Chanina. And he left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Chutz Laretz. And when he was in Chutz Laretz, Hoya Ma'abr Shonim, Vikoyveya Chadoshim Bechutz Laretz. He was Ma'abr the Shonim, he was Koyveya the Chadoshim. So he was making Ibiyars and being Kaddish the Chodesh. He was doing this all in Chutz Laretz. Shigru Acharov, Shnei Tamid Chachamim. So the Skenim in Eretz Yisrael heard about what was going on. So they sent two Talmidei Chachamim, to talk to Reb Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. Who were these two Talmidei Chachamim? Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Uben Benoish, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkavutal. And the Eino Kol of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkavutal. Kibbet Yerah Oysam. So when Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi's nephew, Chanina, saw these two Talmidei Chachamim coming from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lemi told him, Lama Basem. He says, what do I deserve this honor? Why did you come here? Amru Le, they told him, Lumay Torah Banu, we came to learn Torah. Ichruz Aleim. So he made a big call, Kair, put a Pashkevil in, and he told that, he announced, Anoshim Alolu G'doyle Adorim. V'Aleiseim Shimshu B'Beis HaMikdash. These are G'doyle Ador, and they're Meyuchasim. Their Zedas served in the Beis HaMikdash. Ka'isa Sheshoninu, Zechariah Ben Kavutal Oimer, Harbe Pomim Karisi Lefanav Zeved Daniel. Zechariah Ben Kavutal is mentioned in a mission, the first Berak of Masach Des Yuma, where the mission discusses Shivas Yoidim, Shivas Yavim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Yom Afrishkan Gold, Beis Lishkas Bar Hedge. And they used to train him so he should be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. And it says that we keep him up at night. And one of the things Chai ben Kavutal says is, I remember Yom Kippur night, the Kohen Gadol, they didn't want him to fall asleep, so he shouldn't become Tommy to Maskeri. So he says, I remember once reading for him Sefer Daniel. So the Chai ben Kavutal is mentioned in a Mishnah, and he was one of the people that served in the Beis HaMikdash on the Yom HaKadosh on Yom Kippur. And this is what Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, told the world. Anyways, they come into to Shir, and Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua saying Shir, and whatever he said, they said Faker. He said Tommy, they said Tar. Who Oyser? He said Asave. And he realized that maybe there's a little bit of an agenda here. So then he put out another kol kair. Anoshim halalu shall shove him, shall tayu him. So pay attention to them. They're shoving, they're tayu. Self-explanatory. Amrulai. They told him Kvar Bonisa. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and Ben Menoish Rabbi Zechariah ben Kavutal both turned to Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua. They said, it's too late. He said, you already built us up. At this point, no one's going to listen to you anymore. V'yata yochal lister, kvar godarta, v'yata yochal lifroitz. You did Amar Lehem. So he told me, "Nei ma'ani metam v'atem metarim, ma'ani Yosef v'atem matirim." Says I hear, but Tachlis, what's this all about? Amar Leh, they told him, "No, we came for an agenda. We didn't just come to learn Torah because we heard Nei Shatam Abir Shanim v'Kodei Chadashim b'Chutz Laretz. We heard that you're involved in Ibra Chodesh and these things in Chutz Laretz." Amar Lehem, so he told him, "Vali Akiva ben Yosef hayim Abir Shanim v'Kodei Chadashim b'Chutz Laretz. Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Akiva did the same thing." Amar Leh, so they told him, "Hanach Rabbi Akiva." He says, "How can you compare yourself to Rabbi Akiva? Shlohiniach k'moisav Eretz Yisrael." There was no one like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael at that time. At that time, the Rabbi Akiva was in Chutz Laretz doing this. There was no one like Rabbi Akiva. So, of course, Rabbi Akiva did it. There was no one else to do it. But now you can't. Amar Lemsi, you told him, Afani lo yanachti kimoisi b'Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Is there anyone in Eretz Yisrael that's as chashev as me? Amar Lemsi, he says, maybe when you left Eretz Yisrael, it was true. Meaning, maybe lo yinachta. When you left, there was nobody. But Gidoyim, but the Talmidim that are in Eretz Yisrael, sheinachtu nasiyot tiyoshim. Right? The baby goats, they already became rams. Bali karnayim, they have big horns. They heim shegrunu atzlecha, they outsteigd you. And they sent us, they kain amru lono, they said like this, l'chu ve'imru loy b'shmeinu. Im shemeya mutav, Ve'imlav yehei benidoy. We were told, came very, very sharp. We were told they should be put in chayim. Ve'imru lachen reshabagoyim. And then he said, go over to the kehila over there in Goyla and tell them as follows. In shayim emutav, if you listen to us and you don't listen to your rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, that's going to be good. Ve'imlav, you might as well, yalu lahar, might as well get on top of a mountain. And achiyo, who was the Rosh HaKol over there, Yivne Mizbeach, let him build a bama. Chananya, Yenage Bekinar, let him play on a harp. V'yichbru kulam, you might as well be Oved Avodah Zarah. V'yoymru, and say the following, Ein lohem chelek b'leke Yisrael. You might as well say that, because it's tantamount to that. Says the Gemara, Miyad go kolam b'pchiyah. They all started crying, v'omru, and they said, Chas v'sholem, yesh lanu chelek b'leke Yisrael. Says, Rav Kol Kach Lama, well, why was it so terrible? At the end of the day, what were they doing? They weren't being Oved Avodah Zarah. They were being ma'aber the shonim, and the mekadesh the chadash, and they were doing these things in Chutz Laaretz. Why was this so chamer? Says the Gemara, Mishum Shenema, because it's a pasuk, Ki mitzien teisei soira, udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. And they violated this theme of Kimitzi and Teisei Torah. Torah comes from Yerushalayim, and the Yidden and Gauls had to understand that really they're in Gauls. Bishleim, the Gemara just has one issue with the story. Hu metar vei metamin luchumra. Elo hu metam vei metarim hechi. How were they able to do that? Meaning the Gemara says that when they came into Shir, so whatever Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua said, they said fakar. Now it says they went luchumra and they went lekula. So luchumra, okay, you can go luchumra. You always get to go luchumra if you want. But how can you go lekula? How did they have a right? Things that he said is awesome. It sounds like they were just saying mutar. Now they were afraid that people would start following him. They wanted to make it clear, no matter what this Rav said, was a tzaddik. But in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't matter. They said, whatever he said, they have to say fakir. All the achrenim speak out in a different nusach. You have to say that they weren't just blatantly saying that's mutter. He said nevelos also. No, nevelos mutter. That's not what it was. It means if there was any tzad heter, then they felt that it's kedai to be mekel, it's kedai to be matter. They felt this was an eis lasis lashem, a favorite Torah, coming full circle. Waiki hechu deloy nigraru basre. Just one ha'ara that came to mind, lule de mistafino, and that is that you see that this kihila, they were violating a pasuk. A pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Beis, ki mitziyon teitzei soira, udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. And what was the message that the Ziknei Eretz Yisrael sent with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and the Enochol of Rabbi Zechariah ben Kavuto? The message was that you might as well go on top of a mountain and you might as well say the following, Ein lam chelek b'elekei Yisrael. So I was thinking maybe that's pshat in the Maimer Chazal. Kol ador b'chutz laretz, doime kemisha ein lo yalekei. It's a very, very puzzling statement. Someone who lives in Chutz Laretz, we all live in Chutz Laretz. It's as if we don't have a God. What does that mean? So the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah says Pshat, because there's a special Hashkocha that a Yid has when he's in Eretz Yisrael, and that you only have in Eretz Yisrael. So Kol Ador B'chutz Laretz, not Doima Kemisha Ein Lo Yalika, we don't have Bereishis Bara Likim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, but we don't have, there's a certain level of Hashkocha that you only have in Eretz Yisrael. It's something we've talked about in the past. Again, Ve'in Kan Zman Oy Laharech, but the point is, I like that, but the point is, but there is an idea of kolador b'chutz laretz doyma kemisha ein le'alika. It's just interesting that what was the message? You might as well go on top of a mountain and say ein lam chelek be'leikei Yisrael. Alika, eleikei Yisrael. It could be if someone lives in chutz laretz and he thinks chutz laretz is Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't realize ki mitzi and teitzei soira udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Then it's doyma kemisha ein le'alika. He might as well doyma kemisha ein le'alika. Just go on top of a mountain and say this. What were they doing? The kol kach lomus. The Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara's says, we don't have to figure out a pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara already figured out the pshat for us. Sometimes it's Agada the Gemara, the Gemara leaves us hanging. Here the Gemara says, no, the Gemara asks the obvious question, v'kol kach lovma. And the Gemara said, kimitzi and teitzei soira, so someone who lives in Chutz Laretz and he doesn't understand kimitzi and teitzei soira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, he might as well go on top of a mountain and say, ein loy chelek be'loike Yisrael. In other words, doima kimisha ein loy aloika. Zok the Gemara tanura. So Yavno was one of the big themes of Masechtas Brachos, and perhaps not coincidentally, Masechtas Brachos ends with Yavna. Hayu sham Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Yosi, v'Rabbi Nechemya, v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Oishal, Rabbi Yosi Aglivis. Rabbi Yehuda was there, Rabbi Yosi was there, Rabbi Nechemya was there, Rabbi Eliezer ben Oishal, Rabbi Yosi Haglili were there. paschu kulam b'chvaidach sein yevedarshu, and they began their drasha. All of them, each one had an opportunity to say something, and when they started, poichsam b'chvaidach sein, like when you speak out of shavu brachas. So that's how they started. They started b'chvaidach sein yo pasach Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda got up to say his drasha, so he was reish hamedabrim b'chol makom. He was the first one. He was always the Rosh HaMadabrim. And rather than start b'chvoid achsanya, he was peiseach b'chvoid ha-toyra. See, he wasn't peiseach b'chvoid achsanya, he was peiseach b'chvoid ha-toyra. V'dorash, and he darshan the following. Moshe yikach es ha-oil, v'notalei mechutz la-machana. Moshe took his tent, and he pitched it outside of the machana. Now, what's the context? We'll see the psukim later. But the context over here is, it was after the Chet Ha'egel. And after the Chet Ha'egel, the Yidden were nezufin lifnei ha-mokim. They were menuto la-mokim. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if Hashem on some level didn't want to be Mashra Hishchina together with the Yidden, so he has to do the same thing. Menudah l'Rav, Menudah l'Talmud. So Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent and he pitched it outside of the machana. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. So the pasuk says, now the Moshe was outside the machana, so if anybody wanted to travel, so it says v'chol mevakish Hashem, they all had Moshe yikach as oil v'nata loy michutz l'machana harchik min ha-machana v'kara loy oil moyed. He called his tent the oil moyed. Anyone that wanted to be mevakish Hashem, he had to go outside of the oil moed, which was mechutz lamachna. Says the Gemara, how far was the Arin Hashem? Meaning, somebody wanted to go to the oil moed, the most it could have been was Yud Beis Mil, because Yud Beis Mil was the size of Machne Yisrael, and being that it was the size of Machne Yisrael, so if you're on the other side of Machne Yisrael, the farthest you would have to travel. I mean, the farthest distance that you could have been in Machne Yisrael between you and the Oren would be 12 mil. And what does the pasuk say? V'hoyekom mevakish Hashem yetzei eloy omoyel. Tamid ha-chachamim. That's the case. Tamid ha-chachamim. Shaholchem me'ir le'ir u'mimdina le'medina l'umay Torah. Tamid ha-chachamim, that moise nefesh, they go from city to city, they go m'mdina medina l'umay Torah, lachas kama v'kama. Then there's no question, certainly, they consider mevakish Hashem. So everybody got together to speak. Everyone had the mic, the podium, for a few moments, and everyone was poichsam b'chvei dachsanya. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't poichs b'chvei dachsanya. Instead, he was poiseach b'chvei d'atoyra. The Chidah brings from the Tosis of Yehuda HaChassid, who says, why did he do this? Why did he do this? He wanted to be ma'orer. He said he wanted to be ma'orer the balabatim. So there were loimdei toyra in Yavna, and there were balabatim in Yavna as well. So you don't think of the balabatim of Yavna, right? Tein li Yavna v'chachameh. Tein li Yavna u'balabateh, right? You don't hear that. So you always think of the chachme Yavna, but there were balabatim too, because that's the way it works. There's always a Yisach and a Zvulun. So Rabbi Yehuda, everyone was getting up. They were giving kavod to the Achsanoim. They said, listen, at the end of the day, they're helping out. Rabbi Yehuda felt that he had to be mechazik the loim de Torah in the eyes of the Achsanya. See, he started with the kavod HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda was the great speaker. My father always says that. Why was Rabbi Yehuda Reish HaMadabrim B'chol Mokim? Because Rabbi Yehuda in the Haggadah took the 10 makas and he made from it 3, the Tzach HaDash V'Achav. He says, the best speaker is always the speaker that knows how to keep it short. But Rabbi Yehuda, he was a Veltach Redner, you see, and he got up and he knew how to be Mechazik the Leim De Torah in the eyes of the Achzanya. We'll get back to this. V'dibri Hashem al Moshe, ponim al ponim. So Hashem speaks to Moshe, ponim al ponim, right after this happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes his tent. He says, if Hashem is not being Mashra Shechinasoi, Menudah L'Rav, Menudah L'Talmud, so I have to do the same thing. And then the pasuk says, V'dibri Hashem Moshe. Hashem came to Moshe, spoke to him, ponim upon him, kayid. Like a person speaks to his friend. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He took his tent back. So Hashem speaks to Moshe upon him, and then Moshe realizes this is not a good idea. He takes his tent, he brings it back. What does the pasuk say afterwards? So it's a little bit sussum. What's the rest of the story? Says the Gemara. Let's learn Torah together. This was the point. It says, when I learned Torah with you, it was b'sefer ponim yofos. Yisrael, what you're doing is wrong. You can't be. Was I angry at you? I wasn't angry at you. So you can't be angry at Klal Yisrael either. You have to bring the oil back. People are going to say, Harav b'kas, v'talmud b'kas, Yisrael matel. He says, what are the Yidden thinking right now? I understand what you're thinking, but what are the Yidden thinking? The Eibush is upset at us. Moshe Rabbeinu's upset at us. What's going to be? So this is what Hashem tells Moshe. If you return the oil, that's great. And if not, Yeshua benun talmidoch mishoris tachtecho. If not, I'm going to remove you from your post right now. Let Yeshua benun instead. Let him be the leader. V'ainu dechsiv v'shav elamachna. Amar Rava, Rava said, afal pikin layotza adava lebatolo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that if you don't listen to me, Yeshua benun will be the next leader. Once Hashem said that, this was inevitable. It was going to have to happen. And that's what the Pasuk says later. Yeshua benun ends up being the leader who took the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. We need to continue. Darshim Mekavad HaTorah said the following. Now this is a Pasuk in Dvarim Perikov Zion. This is 40 years after Kabbalah Satorah. This is at the very end. And the Pasuk says, Hayoim hazen yeisalah. So Rabbi Yehuda darshin v'chiyoy se hayoim nitna toyer liyisrael v'aloy oyse yoim soifar baim shana haya elu lamedcha shechaviv v'toyera aloim de b'chol yoim v'yoim k'yoim shenin marasina. You see from here that Torah has to be is chaviv on its loim then literally as if it was given that day mehar sinai. Hayoim hazen yeisalah. Every day is with a frishkeit. It's supposed to be as if today is the day you receive the Torah. Tan chabrei rabchiyish kvar akvi teid. I'll prove it to you. Shari odom koyer kriyishma. Fascinating gemara. Shachris harvest. A person can say Kriya Shema every day, twice a day. Pamayim bahavu. The erev echad ein oikori. One night he doesn't say Kriya Shema. It's doima kimishal oikori Kriya Shema meyolam. He has this empty feeling. He feels like he never said Kriya Shema. He never said Kriya Shema. One day you missed it. This is the way it is. Because every day it's like it's the first day. So imagine the first day you got the Torah and already you didn't say Kriya Shema. So that's a proof, said Rab Tanchum Breid Rab Chia ish kfar akoy, that every day, chaviva Torah aloim deh b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kiyem shenem Eretz Sinai. So what did the what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? The in Dvarim Chav Zayin haskeis u'shma Yisrael hayoyim hazeh niyei salam. So the Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk a little bit more. Haskeis, what does that mean? Asu kiteis kiteis make chaburos ve'isku b'Torah v'vichein Torah niknes ela b'chaburo. Torah is niknes b'chaburo. The Beis Rabbechanin, number Beis Rabbechanin, may dechsev cherev alabad v'nayalu cherev alsenem shaltemit chachamish yoyim vad v'vad v'oiskim b'Torah. A cherev should come to people that are oiskim vad v'vad. You think a person's learning Torah? Cherev is chayev misa. If you learn Torah by yourself, it's not so good. V'loy oid elosh and betapshin. If you learn by yourself, you end up being a tepesh. Meaning not only you chayev misa, you even a tipish. Ksev hacha, that's even worse. V'noyalu, v'ksev hasam, ashe noyalnu. V'loy oy, not just that, elo shechaitim, even did an avera shenemar, v'atcher chaton ibai, say, meyacha noyalu, sorry, tzoyan, and that pasuk over this talks about chet. So once you're a tipish, you did averas as well. Tover achar, another pshat in this pasuk, haskes, u'shema yisrael, katsu, atzmechem, you should break yourself all divrei Torah. Kido amar Reish Lakish, amar Reish Lakish. Man, shein divrei miskam el bishvei matzoyel. How do you know in order to acquire Torah, you have to be memes atzmeil ashen? Remember the pasuk says, "Zoisa Torah." Adam kiyamus ba'al. In order to acquire Torah, you have to be an Adam kiyamus ba'al. Davarach, another pshat haskes u'shma Yisrael. Has first be quiet, and va'achakach kates. So has case is made up of two words. Has case. Has be quiet, and then afterwards start hacking shticker. Kidder Rava, like Rava said. First you should learn, and then afterwards start being an oikahara. Meaning first you have to acquire information, and then afterwards you make sense of it. If you squeeze milk, you get butter. Umitz af. If you squeeze anger, yoytzi dam. Blood comes out. Umitz apayin. And if you squeeze a lot of anger, yoytzi riv. A fight's going to break out. B'miyata moytzi chemesh al Torah. Where do you find chemesh al Torah? B'misha meki cholav sheyonak mishtei imayoleh. Someone that is moysa nefesh for his learning. He takes the milk that he nursed from his mother and he fetches it out. He literally gives up his whole nefesh, his whole soul. That's a person that's going to acquire Torah. That's the first part of the pasuk. What does that mean? Kol talmud shekoyis al rabbi pam rishas, also referring to Torah. That a talmud whose rabbi gets angry at him, he asks a question. His rabbi gets angry, v'shoisik, and he's quiet. Meaning he doesn't get all upset, he doesn't leave. No, he hears. This is the way you acquire Torah. Sometimes you have to be embarrassed. If someone, if you squeeze out a lot of anger, a fight's going to call Talmud Shekoyis Olav Rabbi Pam Rishani Vashniya. It's referring to the same Rabbi. He yelled at you once, now he yelled at you already. It's in Tzveitin Mal. And you don't care. V'shoyseg zoicha, you'll merit lahavchem bein dine mominus l'dine nefashas. Meaning, not only will you acquire learning, but you'll even get to the level where you understand dine mamonos and dine nefashos. These are the hardest things. The Tanar, Rabbi Shmuel, Lemi, Reisa, she is chakim. If somebody wants to really, really be smart, you want to sharpen your mind, yasek b'dine mamonos. She'in l'chom b'ktsoy b'toyru yoyse mehem, she'in k'mayin aveh. There's nothing harder in the Torah than say the nezikin. Amr Rashi, Amr Nachmeni, Ma'idich Siv, im novalto b'hisnase, v'im zam moise yad l'peh. This means it's called a menabalat me'al devei Torah. Anyone who's willing to embarrass himself for learning, I mean, you ask questions, you're not embarrassed. You're a loy habayshen, soifay lehisnase, you'll be a lovehead. V'im zomam, if you do, if you put a muzzle on your mouth, you don't ask questions, yad lepeh, you're not going to, people ask you questions, you're going to have a muzzle on your mouth then again. So if when you're listening to a share, you don't ask, then when people ask you, you're not going to be able to answer. Pasak Rab Nechemya b'chvayid achsan. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh and Adarim b'chol mokim, he gave the opening remarks. Then Rab Nechemya spoke. The Dora, she said as following, May d'chsev ayoyim eshol el hakeini, l'chu suru redu mitoich amaleki, penoy sivcho imoy, v'ato asiso chesed b'nei Yisrael. So the context over there is Shol, and he's fighting, and he tells the B'nai HaKeni, tells them, you go away, you did chesed in B'nai Yisrael, I don't want to fight with you. What was the chesed? Keni was one of Yisroi's seven names. Yisroi was mechabed Moshe, but he had personal covet. Kach, you see that he was rewarded. Alachas kama v'kama, we'll talk more about this at the Siyam tonight. Amir Sashem. Pasach Rabbi Yosi, or for the recording purposes, last night. Pasach Rabbi Yosi b'chvei dachsanya, and actually, whatever. B'chzanya v'dorash. Lois esayi v'adoimi. We made it till Daf Samach Yimel, and now somehow we got confused. The same idea. Right, the Torah says you have to be sensitive to the Adoimi, you have to be sensitive to the Mitzri. Why? Because them mishpacha. I mean, them mishpacha, right, with friends like those, we don't need enemies. What kind of mishpacha are they? So, okay, that's what the Gemara says. It's a kal v'chaymer. Umam mitzrim shlai kibrus, Yisrael alo tzayu chatzman, shenemar, v'im yodato, v'yesh bam anshei chayo, v'samtim sori mikna ashali, ka. Hamoreach Talmud Chacham besoich besoi umachiloi umashkeyoi umahaneo menachosav alachas kama vekama. So you see that the chashivos of achnasas archem, even for things that at first glance seem to be a little bit hard to understand. So kavuchomer, if somebody is meoreach, he has achnasas archem for talmidei chachamim alachas kama vekama. There's no question that the reward that he's going to get for that is going to be incredible. Just to end with one ha'ara, something that also comes back to something that we spoke about not so long ago, and that is after the Chetah Egel. So the Yidden were menudim l'rav. Hashem was very, very disappointed at Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if Hashem is acting bekas towards Klal Yisrael, me, as their leader, should probably act the same way. And the pasuk says, Moshe yikach es ha'oil, Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent, v'notaloi michutz la'machane, and he pitched it outside of the machane, harchek min ha'machane, far away from the machane. V'karloi oil moed, he said, this area is going to be the oil moed. V'hoyekom mevakish Hashem, anybody that wanted to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeitzei oil moed, Hashem michutz la'machane. He had to travel, he had no choice. The only way for him to get there was by going out michutz la'machane. The pasuk says, v'dibar Hashem ha'moshe ponom ha'ponom. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe. He spoke to him ponim al ponim, kashi yedaber ishal reyeyo. He spoke to him literally like a person talks to his friend. After that conversation, v'shav al ha'machana. Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent, he brought it back to the machana. U'mesharsa Yeshua Benun, and then the pasuk mysteriously concludes with the words, lo yomish mitoicha oil, that Yeshua Benun was the mishares, he was lo yomish mitoicha oil. So what's the rest of the story? So the Gemara says that what happened was the conversation between Hashem and Moshe went as follows. Hashem told Moshe, I'm upset at Klal Yisrael, and I understand maybe you feel the same way, but what's Klal Yisrael going to think? The Eibush is upset at us, our leader Moshe Rabbeinu is going to set himself, what's going to be with us? They have to have a leader. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, very, very sharp, if you understand this, if you can listen to what I'm saying, internalize it, and bring your tent back into the Machane, mutov. If not, Yeshua Benon, he's going to take over, he's going to be the next leader. So again, Lule de Mistafina, just to bring out one ha'ara, one point, an unbelievable Chassam Soif. The Chassam Soif is for sure unbelievable. I'm not sure if it's a tzushtel, but just one ha'ara. And that is, we had Last week, the Gemara spoke about if somebody sees Uchlusa Yisrael, you see 600,000 Yidden, so you're supposed to make the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Chacham Harazim. In fact, there was a discussion in the Gemara that if you see someone that's shuckled to 600,000, could be then you also make the bracha of Chacham Harazim. The Gemara says, Rav Chanina Breid, Rav Ika made the bracha on Rav Papa and Rav Hundred Reb Yeshua. He was Chayv Misa. We spoke out of Dover Nifla from the Ragach of a Goyen. Why was he Chayiv Misa? Because they saw that he held Roiv HaEchus, that's Beis Shammai. And just like Reb Tarfon was Chayiv Misa for following Beis Shammai, so maybe he was Chayiv Misa for following Beis Shammai as well. Ironically, or interestingly, the Torah brings it in Shulchan Aruch. He paskins like Rab Chanina Berei de Ravika. He says, V'yei Shomer, maybe it's something that's not Nogeya B'zman Hazeh, but there is a concept of a Baruch HaCham HaRozim. There is a concept of a Baruch HaCham HaRozim, even on a Yachid. Now, it's interesting. That Gemara is a Gemara in Parakarai. It talks about all the different brachas you're supposed to make. It's also a Medrash Rabba. In fact, it's the first Medrash Rabba in Parashas Pinchas. So what does it have to do with Parashas Pinchas? Parashas Pinchas, Vayidaber Moshe L'Hashem Lehmer. So Moshe speaks to Hashem, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Arucha Yislechal Basar. I know there's going to be a day where I'm not going to be the leader anymore. And there has to be someone that's going to take over Klal Yisrael. So he davened to Hashem, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Haruchos L'chol Basar Ish Al Ha'eda Asher Yetzir Lefneim V'Asher Yovel Lefneim V'Asher Yotzim V'Asher Yaviim V'Lo Yisia Adas Hashem Katzoin Asher Ein Lahem Raya. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. So Hashem told Moshe, don't worry, we have a leader. We have the next leader. Kach L'chos Yeshua Ben Nun Ish Asher Ruach Boy. He meets these qualities that you just described. V'Samachta Es Yodcha Ola V'Amadata Oysa Lefnei Elazar HaKoyen Lefnei Kol Eido V'Tzivisa Oysa Le'eneim V'Nosato Mei Hoytcha Ola. You should take your hoyt and you should impart it on Yeshua. L'man Yishmu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And the Pasuk says V'Yas Moshe Kasher Tziv Hashem V'Yikich Yeshua V'Amidei Lefnei Elazar HaKoyen Lefnei Kol Eido V'Yismach Es Yodav Olav V'Yitzaveyu Kasher Dibra Hashem Al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfilah to Hashem was, we need another leader. So how did he describe the leader? Yifkod Hashem Elokei HaRuchos L'chol Basar Ish Al Ha'eda. Says Rashi, Loma Nemar Elokei HaRuchos Amal Lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, Goliv Lefanecha Daito Yishol Kol Echad Ve'echad Ve'in En Doimim Zeh L'zeh. You know, no two people think the same. Kishem Kishem Partzufeim Doimim Zeh L'zeh Kach Ein Doyesem Doimim Zeh L'zeh Manei Alei Manik. You should have a leader for them. She Yisoyvel Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Daito. We need a leader that's going to be able to be Soivel Kalechel if he died, a leader that's going to understand every single one of the people. Says the Medrash Rabba. You see from here that no two people are the same. Meaning, if Klal Yisrael in totality is 600,000, there's 600,000 faces and there's 600,000 opinions. If that's the case, if you see Uchlusei Yisrael, so you're looking at 600,000 opinions, the Eibishter knows all of them, you make the Bracha Baruch HaCham HaRozim. That's the first Medrash Rabba in Parshas Pinchas. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? It was an understanding that the leader of Klal Yisrael has to be someone that could relate to every single individual. You have to make sure that this is a leader that would be able to relate to everybody. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that David HaMelech, his Malchus had a Kiyum. Shaul's Malchus didn't have a Kiyum. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, because Shaul HaMelech didn't have a Kupesh Shal Shratzim. David HaMelech had a Kupesh Shal Shratzim. He had a little bit of a peckle. Batsheva and Uriah Hachiti. Shaul was too perfect. He was Keben Shana B'Lechid. And because he didn't have a peckle, it's for that reason that he wasn't worthy. He wasn't worthy to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. I heard once from Moshe Weinberger, he said over from the Noyim Ali Melech, it's in Parshas Nosso, he has a whole Arichos. He said, what does that mean? Because he didn't have a Kupesh Shal Shratzim, he wasn't right to be Melech. He says, because a Melech has to be able to relate to every single person that he's ruling over. A manik has to be able to relate to everybody. Even to the Nefesh HaChitas, David HaMelech sinned. And because of that, he was able to relate to everybody, even the person that wasn't perfect. Shaul, because he didn't have a Kupesh Shal Shratzim, he was too perfect. So if he was too perfect, a person's going to come into Shaul HaMelech, he's going to stop avining, he's going to start crying. So Shaul HaMelech, what was he going to... He couldn't relate to him enough. He didn't understand his pain. He was never there. And because he was never there, he wouldn't be able to relate to him. See, he wasn't fit to be king. To be a man, you have to understand everybody, all 600,000, even the Nefesh HaChaitas. And that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that. So he said, Yifkei Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar Asher Al Ha'eda. The Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu made Yeshua Ben Nun, he anoints Yeshua Ben Nun now to be the next leader. So it says, V'nosato Mehoidcha Olav. Chazal say, Mehoidai V'loi Kol Hoidai. Pnei Moshe was Kepnei Achama, and Pnei Yeshua was only Kepnei Alavana. The Hoid, the shine of Moshe was very different than the shine of Yeshua. Moshe was the sun, Yeshua Ben Nun was only the moon. Why? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. It's what he did was he took from his hoyd. Hashem told him that. Venosata mehoyd chalav. The Chasam Sofer says a dover nifla, the short version. Yeshua ben Nun didn't have the hoyd of Moshe, but he had the chachma of Moshe. That he did have. And the Chasam Sofer says that even though if you medayik the psukim, Hashem told Moshe, give him from your chachma, give him from your hoyd. Moshe Rabbeinu gave ba'ayin yafa. He didn't just give from his, he gave all his chachma. But when it came to the hoyd, he didn't give all his hoyd. So he says, why not? So he says something unbelievable. Only Chasam Sofer could say this. Rabban shel kol b'nei agayla. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the fact that he was kipnei achama wasn't a maila, wasn't a good thing. He thought it was a bad thing. The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu went outside, they saw his shine. They were afraid to go over to him. He says, how could you have a leader that people are afraid to approach? How could you have a manik that a person is not comfortable going over to him and telling him about what he's dealing with? He's dealing with a tzari, he has a peckle, something, he needs to talk to somebody. He's afraid to go over to him. He's too much. There's too much majesty there. What's he going to think of me? And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that that was an issue, kaviyochel, that he had. He held it was a chesaron. So when it came to the next leader, it came to Yeshua ben Nun, it was v'nosata mehoit chalav. He didn't give him all the hoit. He could have. He gave him all the chachma. Why didn't he give him all the hoit? Because for a manik to have too much hoit is ishkan mailot. That's what Chaim Sofer says. He says that's why he gave him, instead of all his hoit, he only gave him some of the hoit. A manik that doesn't have a kupesh al shirat, that can't relate to the Nefesh HaChaitaz, like the Rebbe of Meilich said, it's not a good thing. It could be a bad thing. Could be, maybe this is some of the rest of the story of what's going on over here. Moshe Rabbeinu sees what happened to Klal Yisrael, he went away, that's it. He pitched his tent outside. The Ebishter came to him, V'yidibir Hashem al Moshe upon him, Kashi Yidaber Rishol Reyeyo. And he told him so sharp, it's unbelievable, this is a Gemara that's tucked away. I mean, Mamash tucked away, and it's very, very sharp. Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you put your tent back mutav, and if not, what was the threat? Yeshua ben Nun is going to be the next month. Yeshua ben Nun, what's going on over here? This is Parshas Kisi, so we're talking about Yeshua ben Nun. That's going to happen in Parshas Pinchas. Why Yeshua ben Nun right now? This is what he was telling him. If you can't relate, if you feel the Kenish, the Eibishter is Menudah L'Rav, Menudah L'Talmud, then it's going to be Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun's Kepnei Alavano, Yeshua ben Nun, because Klai Yisrael needs a manik. And if you want to be the manik mutav, that's great. But if not, it's going to have to be a manik that could relate to the Yidden, even B'nefesh HaChaitas. Even immediately following the Chet HaEgel, it'll have to be Yeshua ben Nun.